This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Embers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. This week, we have a couple of topics brought to you by my clients and all conversations I've had over the last couple of weeks. If it's new information for them, that means it's new information for some of you, so I want to share those with you. All of these stories are kind of along the same lines, relating time and time savings with profit, but using a couple different approaches. How saving time and sometimes spending more money could mean more profit for your business is exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. My new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions in most popular podcast episodes, is available now on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to us about accounting and tax services Parmelis offers auto repair shop like yours? Email us at info@parmelis.com. Last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of our show. If you need to recruit top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your back office and parts reconciliation handled, give Wicked File a call. If you need to get your shop steered in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your marketing put into overdrive, no pun intended, then give Overdrive Marketing a call today. Great news. You now have a hiring partner to help you with the heavy lifting of hiring your next superstar. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your auto repair shop. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business, that's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Like I said, we have really three different situations this week, and they are all brought to you from shop owners. These are all real life stories. Well, the last one is a bit of a paraphrase, but all of these happened. And really, after all of these calls or during these calls, the shop owners that I was talking to was very surprised, maybe not at the overall outcome, but just of how kind of we analyze some of these different situations. All of what this comes down to is people sometimes are so focused on money and not enough on time. As we talk time and time again, you can't look at one without the other. How much do you make needs to be measured of how long it needs to take. And sometimes you can see that in a positive direction and a negative direction. A lot of times I like to completely bury the lead here, and I'm not going to do it this week. So let's get into our first situation. First, what we're going to talk about has to do with equipment or really lack thereof. And you can use this example for a lot of different situations, but let me give you this one. I have had this exact phone call probably 5 to 8 times a year since I've been doing this, since I've been talking to clients. It's always something different, but it always generally has the same idea. That's what I want to impair on you guys. A lot of you guys aren't going to have an alignment rec, but don't listen to this and be like, this has nothing to do with me. I guarantee you that in some way, shape, or form, this exact situation is going on in your shop, and I want to give you guys a different way to look at it. Like I said, I wasn't going to do, I bury the lead, but let's get into it. The alignment rack that this guy is dealing with is extremely slow. And he's always complained about it when we talked about this, but we were really kind of going down through some stuff. And I kind of was just joking and say, well, why don't you just get a new alignment rack? That, like, if it's really frustrating you that much, then it's probably frustrating the team. I just thought that that was an offhanded remark. And this is really where this turned into something more. And this is why I tell you guys, it's so important to talk to your professional team. Maybe it's your coach, maybe it's your accountant, maybe it's your lawyer. But not all this stuff is simple. Some of this is really, I have to get it out of you guys based on what you're trying to do here. The general idea on it is we were talking about this alignment rack, and he was saying and kind of agreed, I need to get a new alignment rack. This thing is so kind of finicky. The guys don't really like using it, and it's just really starting to literally slow down. Some of the lifting up and down and just the setup of the equipment is taking too much time. So I said, well, have you looked at a new one? He's like, of course. I've been looking at it for like 6 or 8 months, but Hunt, you've seen my sales. My sales are down. I don't have the cash to do this. And so when we started looking at this a little bit more, we said, well, if you're doing alignments, alignments or a new alignment rack shouldn't cost any money because we can probably get a lease for it. And so I said, how much is the lease going to be on this new alignment machine? So he went and took a look at it, and I think maybe was expecting this to be lower, and comes back to me and says, it's going to be like $2,500, Hunt. How could I afford to do this if I'm currently not even making a profit right now? What I actually ended up telling him in the long run is you cannot afford to not spend that $2,500. Because while you're looking at this right now and $2,500 seems like a negative, you are not analyzing anything else that's going on with that situation. If you were to look at this and say, you're going to go out and you're going to buy an old used alignment machine that the guys don't like that looks very similar to the one you have in there now, and it's going to cost you $2,500 a month. In that situation, you have a very easy situation, and that is a bad idea. You are going to be out $2,500 a month. But what this is not factoring in is any of the time savings, any of the synergy by having this in here, and maybe overall morale. So just like many of you guys are thinking right now, you can probably understand the idea of where I'm going from here, but you don't necessarily know how to quantify this. Because if we look at this, there is a time savings that will be a no-brainer for this. And there's also going to be a time savings that says, that's going to save me time and going to save me money, but is it really going to offset the $2,500? This is where I take a little bit of creative liberties on this one, but these are pretty much legitimate numbers. I just didn't have the exact client numbers in front of me, so I recreated them. The conversation went something like this. Overall, how much time do you think that you're losing on this specific machine? And so he measured this, like there was some time he even used a stopwatch. Again, we're getting back to the point of if you're using the stopwatch, something in the back of your mind says, I think this decision is already made, but I'll get back to the point. So I said, how long is this really taking? He's like, hunt on really heavy vehicles. Like you could literally be looking an extra like 5 to 8 minutes just on the lifting and lowering of this. This thing is tired. This thing is beyond the point of where it needs to be replaced. And some of just the actual operation is slow. It's also old technology and the new ones are faster. So he's like, I'm guessing 5-8 minutes on that side of things and at least probably 10 to 15 minutes on just the sensors and setup. The new ones you drive on, ready to go. You can even do some quick checks on it. He does not have any of that stuff. Old school turn plates, mirrors, you name it, he's got it. I knew kind of how many alignments this guy did, which is why I pretty quickly said, I do not think that you can afford not to do this, but I made him give me my numbers anyways. I kind of agreed that he was going to save some time. I'm not sure it was the 15 to 25 minutes per alignment that he was talking about. So I said, let's be conservative. Anytime that we're looking at projections, we don't want to go and say, hey, what happens best case scenario, but maybe on the conservative side of a reasonable expectation. What we kind of agreed upon is that a time savings on this would be, let's call it 15 minutes per alignment. The thing for him is he's doing a ton of alignments. He's doing like 4 or 5 a day, averaging around 20 alignments a week. What we did is I said, let's just look at this time savings alone. Because if your guy is not sitting there raising and lowering this and setting up different targets, he could be using those same hours to turn around and sell it to someone else. Now, again, if you don't have the demand, if you don't have the cars, then you free up time and just waste it. But this is, again, looking at the opportunity cost and seeing where we can free up time to free up money. What I calculated on here is that if we save 15 minutes 20 times a week, it works out to be around 300 minutes in a week. So we had 15 minute savings on 20 alignments means that we're going to save an overall of 300 minutes per week. Most of you guys don't talk in minutes, but a lot easier way to look at that is 5 hours. And for this client, his effective labor rate is around $172. And so what we looked at is said, the time savings alone is going to allow you to free up $860 in potential sales. We know that there's going to be a cost to alignment rack. It's going to cost $2,500 a month. If you use your time effectively, this is not going to cost you any money because you're going to be able to create that money just by freeing up your own technician's time. I think a lot of you can probably stop right there and say, I'm probably guilty of this. Maybe it's not an alignment rack, but maybe it's that air compressor, maybe it's the air hose, or maybe it's the hose reel on it. But guys, time is money. That is literally the only thing that you guys are selling. And if you tell me, hey, hon, I'm selling parts too, show me a ticket where you sold parts without time or out labor. It is a mixed service industry where you guys are almost always selling labor and you are mostly selling parts. Keep in mind that if we don't maximize our labor and don't maximize our capacity there, then we are just squandering, right? We're just giving it away. What actually ended up happening here is the sales ended up going up around $1,200, not the $860 of essentially time savings that we thought. But why? Because not only did he allow himself to free up some more time, which he ended up actually just doing more alignments on this, the guys were a lot more apt to recommend and sell alignments because they didn't hate using the machine. So what does this mean for you? Like I said, time is money and money is time. And maybe you don't have an alignment rack, but do you have an old AC machine, an old compressor, or any of these things that this guy's just hate using or could actually do it faster and actually book more time? If not, then you are perfect. But for the rest of you out there, stop tripping over pennies to save dollars.
Is your recruitment process draining your valuable time and resources? What if there was a partner who could take your recruitment efforts off your plate? Look no further. Promotiv is your ultimate solution for hassle-free staffing focused solely on the automotive industry. On the web at gopromotiv.com. Promotiv understands the challenges you face when searching for the perfect technician or service advisor for your shop. That's why we've developed a platform that takes the hassle out of recruiting. Michelle Tanzi from Euroclinic said, I am a shop owner and recruiting new talent is so time-consuming. Promotiv does the majority of the seeking and recruiting. They reach out to the candidates for you, and when they feel they are a good match for you and culture, they make the connection. They follow up throughout the interview process, and we make sure that the candidates are a good fit and the shop is a good fit for the candidates. I admire that they genuinely want both parties to win. They recruited and paired us with a solid B-Tech and Master Tech. Both left a dealership position and are still part of our team. We are very happy with the character and culture match, and both technicians have become valuable team members. Visit our website at gopromotiv.com today and join the growing community of shop owners who have found their ideal team members with Promotiv.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor, it's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. The next one is a bit different, but in the same way, it is almost virtually identical, but we are not talking about equipment, we're talking about people. Really, to kind of give you a little bit of heads up, we're going to be talking about equipment, we're going to be talking about people, and the last one, we'll be talking about parts. Really, it's kind of the three aspects of your business. The whole idea on here is we have a three-technician shop. Doesn't matter where they are, doesn't matter what they're working on. I think a lot of you guys can relate to this, especially in today's market. This is a true three-technician shop. It needs to have three technicians in there. And right now, he has three bodies in there, but he has two good techs and one that needs to go. the kid in there now that needs to go is probably his least experience on him. Doesn't cost him much money at all. Only makes around $20 an hour hourly, but does not produce a lot of work. Tech 1 and Tech 2 are pretty much at max capacity. There's not a whole lot more work that they can do. And because of space constraints, it doesn't really make sense to add another body in there. Klein and I were looking down through this, and he said, I think that I need to go out and hire another guy. But the thing about it is, I don't think that I can afford to. This guy is so cheap that I have right now. I'm afraid to bring in someone that commands a ton of money and not be able to fill up work for him. The other guys are producing 40, 50 hours a week. So I know if this guy comes in, produces, it's going to make money for me. But what happens if he doesn't, right? I can't even afford the guarantee. A little bit on this one that you guys don't see is like, hey, is the production okay? Is the overall parts gross profit okay? Is the overall labor gross profit okay? There's a lot of different pieces to this, but all in all, the shop owner knows that production is going to be the key to his success, or, you know, kind of his key to his profitability. But getting from here to there seems insurmountable because the new technician commands such an increase on it that my client is afraid that he is not going to be able to afford this and going to end up taking a step backwards. And like I mentioned above, we all know that this works if he produces, but that's what we were talking about. He said he can't even afford to guarantee. And like we talked about before, if everything goes perfectly fine, there's very, very few situations that could ever turn south. So we need to look at this as a reasonable situation and conservative. The whole idea, though, is maybe this situation is different from your shop. Maybe the pay types are different, or maybe the amounts are different. The overall consensus on this is that who cares about cost? We only care about production. And I'm going to explain to you why. Let's take a look at what this looks like. And I'm not going to compare it to the 40 hours, but I'll show you the example on this, even if we did. But the whole idea is I wanted to show him is you literally can afford the 30-hour guarantee. And you can even afford that if he's not even that close to the 30-hour guarantee. And somehow that's still going to be cheaper, even though you're paying this guy twice as much. The kid in there now makes around $800 a week, right? He works 40 hours a week. He makes $20 an hour. There you go. New guy comes in, going to be flat rate. Yeah, if he flags 55 hours, we're going to be printing money. If he flags less than that, we're going to be paying out 30 hours at $40. If we look at this of just out the door sunk cost, $800 for the cheaper technician, $1,200 for the new technician. This right there stopped my client in the tracks. He's not in the best cash flow situation right now. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, what's $400 a week? Hey, $400 a week is a lot if you only have maybe $100 or $200 of profit. Kudos to you that your business is higher, but maybe at some point it wasn't that high. Then maybe this is going on in your business, but with multiple employees. One employee has one effect, three have how big an effect. I said, just like I said above on this, you cannot afford if they do the exact same thing. Just like when we talked about the alignment rack, if you are going to get the same poor performance, poor reliability, everything on it, why would you ever pay more money? That would be the definition of insanity of doing the same thing and expecting a different result. But really, there is two different ways to look at this. The first one is really, really easy, and the one I'm going to recommend that you guys do to just kind of shift your mindset on it. And the second one is maybe the longer drawn out full math on this one. So the first one is simple. If you want to figure out how much more you need to cover in sales or in gross profit, just figure out what the difference in cost is. We are going to be paying $400 more in cost. Hourly kid at full-time is $800. New guy at 40-hour guarantee of 30 is at $1,200. We are going to be short $400. How many hours is he going to have to sell more than this other kid to pay for himself? That answer is going to be different for all of you. Because if your labor rate is $400 and this new guy only needs to flag another hour, if your labor rate is $50, he's going to have to flag 8 hours. In this situation, my client was around like $150 or so. So what does that work out to be? Around 2.5 hours. This seems like a no-brainer. Well, let me show you the real math because it probably is even more of a no-brainer. The real math is $800 in cost compared to $1,200 in cost. We are $400 ahead. But what we don't realize is there is going to be a massive production difference. But I'm going to argue, let's say that there's only a slight increase. If I have a technician that is costing me $800 a week and he's flagging me 20 hours, at this current rate, we are making around $3,100 in sales, around $2,300 in profit. If I have the new guy come in here and I think this guy is twice as highly paid, I think I'm going to get at least 5 hours out of him. It's still going to cost me $1,200, right? Because even though he only flagged me 25 hours, I still have to pay him 30. So this is an even worse case scenario than what my client was thinking. But we are going to end up selling $3,750 in sales. Hourly kid was only at 20 hours a week. Even if we can get this, you know, A technician to 25, which is still well below what he should be at, we are at $2,500 in profit and $200 ahead. We are going to be spending $400 more in order to make $200 more. Do you see how there's no way that you're actually even spending $400 more because you're making more profit? At the end of the day, who cares what they cost? It is all free if they produce enough. Guys, just think about this. Think about how much per hour you pay these guys. Think about how much hour you charge your customers. So if you are going to write a massive paycheck for a guy, do the math. What's your paycheck coming into your shop management system or wherever it is? You are the happiest person in the world to write big paychecks because that means that people are writing you much larger checks. And don't forget that. The last one on here is a weird one. And I honestly thought about not doing this one because the original example was so unique that literally none of you guys would have ever had that situation. So I had to kind of alter this a little bit so that it made more sense, was easier to do without a whiteboard in front of me, and maybe connected with more of you guys. But just like the other ones, it doesn't really matter what the underlying example was. The same ideas kind of hold true on this. The original example had to do with like an engine and transmission job. But the overall idea is, are you guys trying to save money for your clients? And how much is that really costing you on the back end? In this situation, they thought that they were saving the client a little bit of money and it was really no sweat off of their back. But what they noticed is they're probably saving money for their clients, maybe even doing a disservice to these clients in the long run. But the biggest person that was getting served the disservice was them and their own shop and their own production. Maybe you don't do this stuff. Maybe you've never heard anything like this, but I guarantee you in some aspect, this is going on in your business. The whole idea on this one is it had to do with the more expensive the part was, the more they were going to have to charge for their parts, but it was going to save them time on labor hours. Their labor hours are relatively cheap on it. So like there was kind of a catch 22. So I'll give you the two tickets. One of them was option one, one of them was option two, and they kind of presented both to customers, but not really. They only gave them the one option. So the first one is an assume the same markup on it, but we had like a $2,000 part marked up to $4,000, and then we had like a $3,000 part marked up to $6,000. One of the tickets had $4,000 in parts, and the other one had like $6,000 in parts. The first one with the cheaper parts on it had like 20 hours, where the more expensive parts a bit easier, no modification on it, and only took 8 hours. When my client took a look at this, he's pretty good with numbers and he unpacked this a couple of different ways. So he's like, I got to look at this from the customer's perspective. If I can get him what I feel like is the same end result on this, why am I going to sell him something for $7,500 when I could get him something for $7,000? So that was cool. Right there, trying to have the customer's best interest in mind, doesn't want to spend other people's money when it shouldn't be spent. Another aspect of this is this job gets me 20 hours of production for my guys. That is a ton of hours, right? That fills up one of my guys for half the week. If I do this other one, yeah, I make some money on parts, but I'm only filling 8 hours. And again, just like he thought about, you know, correctly, I make more money on labor than I do on parts, so I would rather have more hours. There was another underlying issue here where if you look at this in a shop management system where you ask ChatGPT which one of these jobs that you would do, if they don't have enough detail on this, they're probably always going to pick the cheaper job. On paper, you make more money and the customer pays less. I'm going to tell you that that would be the worst mistake. And in this specific situation, the client found out the hard way. The overall idea on this is whose money are you saving and who is paying for that savings? And in this situation, the savings or the cost was really what he didn't see, not what he did see. Two things are going to happen. Things are either going to go right when you do a job like this, or things are going to go wrong. Like I said, maybe this is a head gasket. Maybe this is a large engine or transmission job. Maybe you're a custom fabrication shop and you only do 4Runners and off-road. There is something in your business that relates to this right now. let's see what this looks like when everything goes right, right? Because some of these, it's like, this is the right idea if it goes right, but this might be the right idea if it goes wrong. And you have to kind of pick on what's, you know, maybe hedging your losses or something like that. But if we take a look at this both ways, I think the answer is extremely clear. If we have a job that takes us 20 hours, then we have, let's say, a 2-week pay period on this, I could do 4 of those jobs. They take 20 hours. There's 80 hours in the 2 weeks. My technician could do 4 of those. I charge $7,000 for that. So that's going to be $28,000 in sales. However, the other one, since it only takes 8 hours of my labor, in that same 80-hour period, if I have the demand for this, there's a lot of hypotheticals here, guys. But if I had the demand for it and the ability to, I could actually sell 10 of those jobs. If you do the math on that, 4 of the cheaper jobs or 10 of the more expensive jobs, what do you think is going to be more profitable for the shop? And again, you can't come back here and say, well, Hunt, you and I both know that that $7,000 ticket has higher gross profit than the $7,500 one. I agree it does, but I'm going to do 6 more of those. I'm going to have $28,000 in sales or $75,000 in sales in 2 weeks. Time is money. Would you go and would you do this same thing for a customer knowing that if I was to repeat this job for 2 weeks, by me saving you $500, I'm really costing myself almost $45,000? I don't think that you do. But again, the true cost of this is not what you see, but it's what you don't see. Now, like I mentioned, not all of these things are very clear because you could look at this and say, if things go right, that's a no-brainer. Let's do this. But if things go wrong, I think it's the exact opposite idea. First and foremost, let's hope it never goes wrong, but let's be real, the big jobs go bad, right? And I would argue that the larger the job is, the more of a chance there is for things to go wrong, right? So if you have a 20-hour job or 8-hour job, what do you think leaves more room for mistakes? I get it. If you have a 20-hour job, you might be able to beat the book more than an 8-hour job on it, but there's a lot more things that could go wrong in a 20-hour job. Let's just look of like you had a technician that just got some bad parts, right? Wasn't your fault at all, just the luck of the draw. Would you rather be out negative 20 hours to do that job again for free or negative 8? The upside, the downside. Even if this happens at the same frequency, I would argue that if you have issues, you're going to have more issues on the larger jobs. Not only would it cost you more, but you'd see it more frequently. And the last thing on here is, a lot of this comes down to buy once, cry once, right? Hey, does it make sense to have top quality equipment? Yeah, we just talked about this. Do top technicians pay for themselves? Yeah, they already talked about this. And this comes down to parts and parts quality. And some of you guys already see this. This is where some of you guys only use OEM or dealer parts. I am going to use the more expensive parts because hopefully makes a lower chance that this is going to fail for my customer, this is going to fail for me or anyone else. A lot of these situations too, you have to look at this on two sides of this. Can I spend more money on the part and is this going to lower down my time, right? Or risk or variances on how this job goes? Stop looking at just the parts cost and look at the bigger picture on it. You might be surprised on what you see. At the end of the day, none of these exact situations have ever happened in your shop, but hundreds of them, very similar ones, probably occur almost weekly. Take the time to look at them and say, is this the right move or just the way we have always done it? It might surprise you. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch this show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch the entire videos now as well, too. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.